talking point.
Getting lost. Help, Daddy, said my 13-year-old daughter and showed me her mobile phone. I changed the language to Arabic and don't know how to get it back to English. Losing one's orientation is a fascinating experience, which many people, including my daughter, go out of their way to seek. Some people like to get lost in mazes. Others enjoy the sport of orienteering, or choose to float in dark tanks of salt water. In Zurich, there's even a famous restaurant called the Blind Kuh, where guests sit in a totally dark room. Blind waiters and waitresses serve them dinner and wine. The removal of one sense makes the others stronger, and it is fascinating to notice how one's taste, smell, touch, and hearing improve even during a two-hour meal. Why is it so interesting to get lost? Is it the excitement of discovering new things, or the challenge of finding one's way home? Maybe this experience simply gives us a sense of balance in a world where all paths are signposted and lead to fixed destinations. Three legendary explorers were once invited to a fancy dinner in London. Dr. John Hemming was director of the Royal Geographical Society and a member of its 1961 expedition to Brazil. Sir Vivian Fuchs had explored Greenland and East Africa and had led the Commonwealth Transantarctic Expedition in the 1950s with Sir Edmund Hillary. Robin Hanbury Tennyson had crossed South America in a small boat, had explored Ecuador, Brazil, Venezuela, the mountains of the Southern Sahara, and Indonesia, and had traveled in Africa and down the Amazon in a hovercraft. The three men were to meet at the Royal Geographical Society. Although they were only 400 meters from their destination, the Geographical Club, within 15 minutes, the men had become hopelessly lost in the streets of Kensington. In conversation, getting lost is a great way to make contacts. "I'm lost. Can you help me?" will almost always get you a helpful answer, and not just when you're looking for the railway station. During a presentation, try saying, "You're losing me. Would you please go over that point again?" During a meeting, try, "Sorry, I was lost in thought. Could you say that again?" During a phone call, "We lost the connection for a moment. What did you just say?" Actually, it's impossible to really be lost if you are bold enough to ask for help or confident enough in your ability to find a way out. I love the story of the two European climbers who were lost in a snowstorm at night, halfway up a Himalayan mountain. "We're lost! We'll never find base camp," they complain. "Don't worry," says their guide. "We're not lost. The base camp is lost."